So while we're all being trained to fight with each other and hate each other, while we're being taught that Christianity's evil and the West is bad because it's our only hope, they're building the post-human future, and now they're admitting it everywhere and saying, yeah, humans are bad, right? For the Earth, we've all been taught to hate ourselves. So just lay down and die, crawl in a ditch. Resistance is futile. And a lot of people say, hey, you're right, the world's gone. This stuff's all real. I'm just going to go play golf and have a good time. You're not going to be fulfilled doing that while all this unfolds and hiding out from it. And the way they have tricked humans into going along with this is a joke. They've just got people in an arrested development trance where the average man, I know, if they were aware of what was happening and ever felt the animating contest of engaging this and saying no to it and turn their discernment on, would never want to just screw off and play games all day. But men are arrested on average at about age 12. And women are arrested at about age 10. And it's because people have not been through persecution, they've not been through adversity. Because all of that's been taken away. That's why they banned 20 years ago dodgeball, and then now most schools have banned running during recess. They're trying to get rid of exercise itself. I mean, they just want you as weak as possible, as poisoned, as stupid. And, oh, now they're banning, you know, old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stop-start animation because some of the other reindeer are mean to him. He has a red nose. It's a story of overcoming, and he has a gift, and the other ones are inherently jealous of it. I told my middle daughter when she was going to the new school because she wanted to go there where friends went. I said, now listen, you really are really pretty. I mean, I'm not trying to make you know, a power trip or anything, but I said, you're 11 years old. You look like a supermodel. And I said, people are going to be really nice to you at first. Then they're going to be really mean to you. And then if you ignore it, then they'll all be really nice to you and leave you alone. And that's the process that's taking place. And it's because she's pretty and she's smart. And she's special. And they don't like that because there's a spirit of evil in our young people now, particularly, and everybody knows about it. There's a lot of young people that are great, but that story of Rudolph and how they're mean to him, but then he has that gift, that's really a deep story. And that's really what it's like when you have a real gift. I mean, what, you think if you're the coolest, strongest dude that you get left alone? You think when you sing the best in choir, a lot of the people in the choir hate your guts. Especially when people are young. In this modern society, people have been taught to get in gangs and bully people. But instead of telling kids to go get on Prozac because you get bullied, explain to them to overcome it and to make it a joke, and then they become strong. But they don't want anybody to ever go through those processes. As many a historian has pointed out in different ways, but adversity makes strong people, and decadence and plenty creates monsters. Prosperity creates monsters. Adversity creates men. And so there's that paradox of the West creating so much freedom and so much wealth that now we have a giant crop of just spoiled, rotten, evil people who don't want to actually go out and build anything. They actually hate everything good and pure. And then the final expression of that is the Satanists that want to rape children and torture them and all the rest of it. That's where this leads. That's who they are. Their religion is destroying all that's good. We'll be right back. We're talking about the ultimate sin. What is the ultimate sin? Corrupting the children is the ultimate sin. Being a coward and not standing up for the children is the ultimate sin. Not joining with the Holy Spirit is the ultimate sin. The doors are closed and cannot be opened. Think about that. Think about being the people that serve evil. You look at them, they are slaves. They are so unhappy. And they're just driven to dominate, driven to build total control over humanity, believing then they could be free. But first, they must bring down humanity for their master. Do they really believe their taskmaster is ever going to deliver on those promises? Yes, that taskmaster is going to deliver on temporal power on this planet, but only to carry out the will of the slave master. And the food, the wine, the sex is like the allegory of the dead ship, ghost ship from the cheesy Pirates of the Caribbean, when the Black Pearl, they try to drink the wine, try to eat the food, and it all just turns into ash in their mouths. None of it fulfills. None of it satiates. Let me tell you, getting closer to God, my life is so satiated, so empowered, so fulfilled. Food tastes so much better. Sex is so much better. My vision is so much better. My mind is so much better. Everything is so much better. But can you take it? And the truth is, the average person has been warped and twisted to where they can't even begin to see reality. It's too painful. It's a form of mass autism where stimuli and a connection to the eternal is like walking on an edge of a cliff to them, or a spacewalk. And it's like, whoa, they can't handle the limitlessness of it instead of just having that connection. And I want to be positive here about something before I get into news. Let me have a guest, and then I'll get to the calls. I promise I'll give the number out, and we'll take calls the whole third hour. I meant to get to him earlier. I just haven't given the number out yet. Instead of focusing on the globalists and how bad they are, which is important to do, but we should just do it, point out who they are, point out how they're liars, point out how they're deceiving, and just do it very scientifically, and then move on 80% of the time to talk about the good in the world and why it's worth defending. The globalists know we care about our children, but they don't want us to have that instinct, so they're trying to breed that out of us. But they know we care about the earth. We care about the fish. We care about the water. We care about the air. We care about the trees. We care about the little animals. So they manipulate that sentimentality and say, oh, you're killing it. You're bad. Build an anti-human world. We'll protect the animals if you do what we say. They're holding the animals hostage. They're holding the earth hostage, saying, give us carbon taxes. Give us AI surveillance. Give us total control. Let us decide who can have a business and who can't. Who can even have paper? Get to that in a moment. Fahrenheit 451 is now about to be achieved. Wait to hear this. It's like somebody saying, hey, if you tell your parents that I molested you, I'm going to kill your cat. And that's what these abusers do. I've read about divorce cases where people will say, you know, if you don't tell the judge that you want to live with me, something's going to happen to your cat that I've got. There are parents that do things like that in this country. And so it's the psychology of psychopaths, the psychology of terrorists. And you know, I'm not going to lay down to terrorists, because turning my backside to them and curling up in a ball so they can come eat my guts out and listen to them smack and enjoy themselves, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wrap my hands around their throats, and I'm going to squeeze politically till their eyeballs pop out and blood pours out of their nose. You understand? And I don't care. They're scrabbling with their claws, clawing my guts out while I'm doing that. That's good. That's good. They can just do that while I'm on top of them, squeezing and squeezing spiritually and wrapping around them until their bones break, until all their ribs cave in. And then I'm going to tear their heart out. You understand how that works politically? Because you see, they've sold this image of people standing up for what's right as a bunch of chicken neck slaves. That's the globalists. They're the chicken neck slaves, not us. We're luminous beings. They're a bunch of fallen, twisted trash. And it's time to stop fearing them. And it's time to stop bowing to them. And it's time to stop trying to curry favor with political correctness and little ways to try to get along. You're not getting along. You're giving into a cult of bullying abusers that know exactly what they're doing, and they're sick. And you need to stop feeding them. You need to stop bowing to them in the hope that they'll leave you alone. They're not leaving us alone. They're attacking us. The only satisfaction you're ever going to find in this universe, and boy, is it satisfaction, is overrunning these people with truth and logic and revelation and justice and exercising it and planting your flag. And then flame-throwing them with the truth. They can't stand it. And when they persecute you, don't be in a victim mentality of, oh, I'm being persecuted. Be glad they're attacking you because you're pulling them off the children. I meant to play this last Friday. I never got to. Will you guys pull up the polar bears attacking walruses, please? Pull that up. I'm going to air it next segment. So Hollywood, the big Rothschild carbon tax scam, thinks you're so stupid, they'd show you images of an old dying polar bear, and they show this in public schools for 3 years, little kids, make them cry, saying, you're doing this. You're making this polar bear die. And BBC, National Geographic, were showing you this propaganda. They all put this up there purposefully, and they lie to you. And they say, oh, polar bears can't swim. Look at the baby. He's going to drown. They hunt in the spring and summer and fall on the ice floes. Their numbers are 5 times what they were in the 1950s. They're exploding everywhere because no one hunts them anymore. But they tell you there's global warming. Look, the ice is melting. Yes, it's hunting seals out there. This is all a fact. Like honeybees, you know, gather pollen and then make honey by partially digesting it and vomiting it out. Or like the sun is a giant, you know, ball of ignited thermonuclear fire. I mean, it's a fact. The sports jacket I'm wearing is gray. I have blue eyes. Fire is hot. But they show children this. Anybody can go out and show you a starving deer in Austin, Texas, because they're sick, they're old, they've been hit by a car. But it's emotional manipulation at a base level, and then no one challenges it. They're trying to make it illegal to challenge this, climate change. But I wanted to play a BBC piece because they were filming, the same host did this later, from the backside of cliffs where they were birthing their calves, the walruses, and the polar bears are coming in trying to eat the calves, so the walruses turn around and let the polar bear attack and bite and scratch them, trying to pull them off the babies because that's who they want to eat because they're more juicy and delicious. Okay. Now, in many cases, they push the polar bears back, but in other cases, they don't. They push them off the edge of a cliff. They show walruses falling off cliffs and say they're committing suicide because of you. And then little teenage girls commit suicide on record because they're so sad they killed a polar bear. All lies. So I thought I'd run some of this footage of what polar bears really do. And when they get old and their teeth fall out, they die like mammals have forever, like elephants do, and their third set of teeth wear out as well. Well, this is reality, but it also has a parable. Why are the walruses standing up for their babies? Because they have common sense. They have instincts to protect their young. Let's roll some of this audio.
He tests the barrier, but it stands firm.
This is the pedophile media.
It appears that the world's largest land carnivore has met his match.
He wants to transgender the boy so they don't have children. He wants the testicles. Can he get it? If he can trick the child at age 5 to say maybe he thinks he's another sex, the school can take over from the parents and they can mutilate the child.
Not here.
Not here, though, not in the Bible Belt. The evil humans fight back against the pedophiles. See it sitting on top of the baby, protecting it?
A female walrus is shielding her pup. If he can just prize her off.
If he can just get the 5G going. That'll get them. Just drink the fluorides. If you give them fluoride, they'd submit.
Teeth can't penetrate her thick hide.
If he just called it the right of a feminist to kill her baby, she would give it to him.
Having failed with one, he heads straight for another.
By the way, they get tired of him and kill him. It takes him a while to die, and of course they film it and then say that humans cause him to die in another report. Seriously.
...from the walrus are so severe that he can barely walk.
Oh. The same presenter filmed them falling off another cliff nearby and said, "We did it."
I believe I can fly.
What that is hundreds of walruses all backed up fighting polar bears, and they're getting pushed off the back. But see, that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they lie to you. And so polar bears routinely get injured and die trying to eat walruses. Sometimes killer whales will bite one of their legs off, and then the same shows will film it and say, "You did it." And you're like, "Well, I don't buy that." Well, your five-year-old daughter sure as hell does. And that's what they teach in public and private schools all over the world, is that polar bears can't swim and they're dying because of you, because you haven't killed yourself or turned all your life over to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Al Gore and their damn carbon exchange. So again, the walruses will defend their babies. And again, we just skip to the end. You can just type in, what's the name of the video from BBC? Polar bears versus walrus colony. There's a whole bunch of them. You can watch them running them off cliffs. You can watch them all. And then you can see the same show later, the same narrator. Attenborough has admitted that he came out later and claimed that humans caused walruses to jump off cliffs and that it was a mistake. He shouldn't have said that. But it doesn't matter. The school kids are still being shown it. Think of the level of deception. Think of the level of lies. Polar bear numbers are up at least fivefold in northern Europe and northern Russia and Alaska. They're up even more. The damn things are running around like cockroaches everywhere, killing people, killing animals. And fine, they just aren't endangered. They call them threatened because, again, people don't think that bears swim. It is an Arctic aquatic bear that, given long enough, if you believe in evolution, will turn into something like a walrus, I guess. Or I guess you'd say that's what a leopard seal is in the Antarctic, swimming around eating the pinguinos, which, again, they tell school children, look at the penguins. They're on the rocks. They're on the ice. They can't swim. They're going to die. Penguins can't walk very well because on land is their secondary life. They're mainly an aquatic bird. See that video of your TV viewer? You see that penguin running, swimming 20 miles an hour? When he gets on land, though, he can barely walk. Later, he attacks the seal, and the seal runs off because the bird is just telling him, screw you. It's an amazing video as well. But again, humans won't stand up for ourselves like the penguin. But there's all these lessons here from life and how they're lying to our children. Why do we put up with these criminals? I guarantee you, your kids go to public school, this is going on right now. And the criminal teachers know what they're doing. They're all part of a cult of liars. And I guarantee you, half those teachers want to rape your children. They're already raping their mind. They're already raping their soul. They're already trying to put the smarter boys on, you know, drugs to fry their brains. Why do we put up with these criminals? Let's recognize who they are. Lying scum filth that literally think you're idiots and want to enslave you into their damn cult. Gavin McInnes is coming up. Spread the word about the broadcast or roll over to die. Now, I haven't plugged yet, and I don't like plugging. But if I need to fund this revolution, this operation, I'm going to bring you great products so you want to reorder them so they work great for you. Because cosmically, I'm not going to sell you something that isn't great. That's a no-brainer. But we're at the same place we were last year financially. And that means we can't expand and do a lot of really important things in the field. And then down the road, after the election, I'm already spending money that I need to run next year now. Anybody that's had operations and had, quote, businesses know you have to buy the new product, you have to pay for everything, you have to do it. And I, you know, I pay our warehouse people twice what the industry does just because I can't help it. I just do it so they can have a decent car and have a decent place to live. That's how I operate. And yeah, I really don't look forward to laying off a bunch of people. I don't look forward to having to shut this operation down and do it smaller. I really want to expand in the face of the enemy because you're either winding up or you're winding down. And I don't like being held in stasis. Okay, that is not where I want to be. Okay, so let's all go to the next level together. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Everything we sell helps you. The fish oil, the krill oil, the whitening toothpaste, the regular toothpaste without fluoride, with a little silver iodine, the super blue, the super silver toothpaste. The DNA Force has the best form of CoQ10 and PQQ you're going to find, with a bunch of other ingredients that supercharge it and take it across the cellular wall or the membrane. Plants have cell walls. We have cell membranes. And it's just incredible. I mean, it's a fountain of youth. The stress and everything I've been through, everybody says, man, you look like 10 years younger. What's going on? Well, I'm taking my DNA Force religiously. I'm taking my fish oil religiously. I'm taking my X2, my X3. And, you know, instead of eating a plate of enchiladas when I was hungry yesterday working up here late, I just ate one of the protein bars, and it was awesome. Then I had a piece of leftover pizza and a carrot when I got home and drank a bunch of water. I mean, it's great. InfoWarsStore.com, cyber sale week is here. Free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's all new. Just do your Christmas shopping with us or do it with the big globalist and jump off a cliff. I don't know, but just whatever you do, I want to thank you for your support. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We got it all. Apparel, you name it. I want to thank you for your support.